Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Physics Wallah Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Joining us today to discuss earnings for the third quarter and nine-month ended 31st December 2025 are Mr. Prateek Boob, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Amit Sachdeva, CFO. The results and shareholder letters that have been uploaded to the stock exchanges are available on the company's investor relations website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that certain statements made on this call may be forward-looking in nature and should be viewed in conjunction with the risk factors disclosed in the company's filing. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prateek Boob from Physics Wallah Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Boob.
Hello everyone, Prateek Boob this side. A very warm welcome to all participants here. I would like to brief a journey introduction about Physics Wallah. A lot of attendees on these calls might be new. So Physics Wallah started as a YouTube channel back in 2016 by Alakh Sir. Until 2020, it became India's largest YouTube channel, and that's where our monetization journey started. So company formation happened in 2020 with a very unique business model where we are teaching for everything for free on internet across now 250 YouTube channels. So that gives us a very strong social media presence, and that gives us a very strong top of the funnel. The model is very unique in nature where we teach for free on internet, and we launch our scheduled live classes, batches on our mobile application for various exam categories. Currently now covering 40+ exam categories, right from JEE entrance exam, NEET entrance exams to UPSC level. So this is our brief journey. The model is quite unique in nature where we call it as a zero-CAC model. Essentially, we teach for free on internet, and that's how we get traffic on our mobile application. Currently having 3.4 million daily active users on our mobile app and getting engaged for 106 minutes on a daily average basis. So this is a quick brief journey introduction. Back in 2022, we started our offline learning centers as well, currently operating more than 300 offline learning centers. Our offline model is also quite unique in its nature. It's tech-enabled offline learning centers, which we have expanded. This is essentially to cater a certain section of the students who are distracted in online mode of learning, and their learning outcomes are better in offline mode of learning. Our offline is just part of our online flywheel where 93% of the audience are studying in online mode of learning. 7% of our total learner base comes in our offline mode of learning. So wherever we became number one in terms of number of students, we start our offline learning centers as well. So this is a brief journey and a model explanation. Along with that, we have created a great innovative culture in the company. If you ever get a chance to come to Noida, I would love to host you. There are a lot of entrepreneurial energy on the floor and a lot of innovation which is happening at this point of time. The company stands for a vision on a mission that we want to make education affordable for every Indian household. Highest quality education should either be free or it should be affordable. That is the vision which we are carrying. And along with that, we want to become a lifelong learning partner of the students. This is something, a motto which all of us are living here. And thank you so much for your continued support and showing trust on us. Together, we are creating a great impact. The students who had never access to good quality structured learning are now able to be able to crack JEE, NEET, UPSC kind of world's largest and toughest examination. And we are empowering India, which was underserved, and now it is creating the equal access and opportunity to students out there. Thank you so much. Handing over to Amit.
Thank you, Pratik sir. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for taking the time out to join the Q3 earnings call for FysicsWala. We are overall very happy with our strong Q3 quarter results and believe that the education opportunity in India remains significant. I'll take a few minutes just emphasizing the results that we have published. Overall, revenue growth remained robust in Q3 FY26, with total revenue from operations reaching to 1,082 crores, a 34% revenue increase year over year. Pre-Ind AS EBITDA of 218 crores, translating to 20.2% margin. PAT of 102 crores, equivalent of 9%. And this is in spite of the 23 crores of one-time expense that we booked in this quarter related to the changes in the labor code and IPO expenses, which we just concluded in on 18th of November. In terms of the overall performance for 9 months, we are happy to, report that the growth came really strong in the overall 9 months performance as well. Revenue was clocked at 2,980 crores, a 31% year-over-year increase, and surpassed the full year revenue of last year of 2,886 crores. Pre-Ind AS EBITDA was closed at 291 crores against 233 crores for last year. And, for the full year, in terms of full year 9 months, we closed at a PAT of 45 crores, even in spite of the one-time adjustments of 37 crores for the 9 months. In terms of a breakup of our online and offline segment, our online segment grew at now contributes almost like 51% and grew at 31% year over year. Offline grew 26% year over year at 46%. The proportion of offline is now at 46% and others contribute 3%. Like we mentioned in the last earnings call as well, our playbook is to build communities and continue to increase our share of overall online revenue. That is the focus, for us going forward, and I'll talk about some of the new categories that we are building in the online segment that will help us get to a higher share in the online segment. In terms of the overall cost initiatives, the direct cost gave us a leverage of almost like 2.8% year over year, obviously due to all the cost reduction initiatives that we ran, especially around the consultants and the professional fees. Our employee costs were higher, including the ESOP expenses. So our ESOP expenses now are at 125 crores for 9 months against the 73 for last year, largely due to the valuation impact on the new ESOPs that we issued. And secondly, in terms of the new categories that we are now starting to invest, which I will talk about in detail, in the latter half of the call. Like we mentioned last quarter, I think our marketing spend, the pattern of marketing spend was changed, where we took a very conscious call of spending higher in the initial, quarters rather than spreading it across over the year, which was the case in the last financial year. And hence, we see significant leverage of those marketing spends to come, both in this quarter and the next quarter. Our marketing spends dropped by almost like 20 crores in this quarter. And we expect a significant, synergies coming in from the Q4 of last year to Q4 of this year. Moving on, in terms of our treasury now stands at 5,000 crores post our IPO of 3,100 crores, which was the fresh issue that we did. We generated almost 600 crores from cash flow from operations in the first 9 months. In terms of our capital allocation, like we have put in the shareholder letter, we will be allocating cash and capital on four key areas. The first is the offline expansion, like we put it in the use of proceeds on the RHP. We will continue to invest in opening centers. We are looking at 70 centers next year with an outlay of 200 crores. Inorganic opportunities, as and when the inorganic opportunities arise, we will continue to invest into that. There is a certain amount that we raised as GCP and M&A, unannounced M&A as part of our IPO proceeds. And as and when, such opportunity arises, we're going to look at it. Third is focused investments in K-12 platform. As you would have seen, we actually acquired Tenderheart, and we are now partnering with Tenderheart. And we find ourselves in a very leading position to now, create a quality K-12 platform. We'll again talk about this in detail. Some of these opportunities will keep on arising, and we will allocate, capital as part of the next year's planning exercise. As of now, we have invested 400 crores in our wholly owned company to drive some of that K-12 platform investments that we will do. And the last one is AI. I think this is an ongoing investment, both in terms of people as well as the new products that we will be developing on. We'll talk about PW Talks, we'll talk about Gyani and some of the other AI initiatives, that we have listed in the shareholder letter as well. And we see a significant leverage coming in from this one as well. Like I earlier said, there's a renewed focus on schools and K-12 platform. Our existing K-12 platform currently supports three schools, and this is outside the SIP program that we run under the Vidyapeeth program, which now almost touches 25,000 to 30,000 kids out there. So this will be in addition to that. And overall, I think our idea coming in from the K-12 platform will be to teach at least 10 to 11,000 kids from a K-12 platform perspective. The central teams are now within PW starting to work and standardize and streamline operations and academics and all synergies associated with the respective K-12 platform. Moving on to the performance of our acquisitions, we are extremely bullish about the Saathi partnership and acquisition that we did last quarter in UPSC practice. On like-to-like basis, Saathi doubled its revenue for 9 months for this year as compared to last year. This quarter, Saathi reported revenues of 22 crores and a bit of 15 crores. This is what we consolidated in our books. And we can now surely say that our overall UPSC practice is now the market leader in terms of the overall, all our competition as well. Utkarsh Classes had a great year in reimagining the entire state exams business. They reported 6% pre-index EBITDA against a negative for last year, and we will see significant amount of cost leverage continue to come in that business. Also in Xylem, our textile business in Kerala, that has been growing this year. They will close the year at roughly around 330 to 340 crores of revenue top line. When we bought the acquisition, I think they were 90 crores in top line. We opened 13 new centers in Xylem, supplementing our vernacular reach in southern states, and we see that helping us to build our vision of a formidable player in the southern part of India as well. Like I said, on the AI initiative, I think it's been mentioned in question 10 of the shareholders' letter in a very detailed and succinct way. We find ourselves significantly ahead of the AI initiatives at PW. Most of us would have seen the recent announcements about Gemini entering into mock testing, and that actually validates our investments that we did in Aryabhatta. We had done a detailed press release around Aryabhatta as well. And we now, consciously are investing in AI tech talent. Our overall tech spend, because of the scale that we have grown last year, we see almost like a percentage leverage on the tech spend. In spite of our AI pod cost of the tech and product team going up by 40% from last year. There are three additional categories now this time we have reported. So we used to report 13 categories, but now we had three new categories that crossed the annual collections of 10 crores. That is Clash, Neat PG, and IIT Jam. These three categories put together this year for the first 9 months have contributed 32 crores, and we will continue to invest in these new categories to actually build, you know, to get them to the goodness that we've seen in our earlier categories. The second category that we wanted to talk about today are state boards. There are almost like 6 crore, you know, kids studying in state board exams across India. And this vertical was launched in June 25, and we have scaled to 175,000 paid learners with a revenue of 22 crores for the first 9 months. I think we've talked about this in the last earnings call as well. And what we feel is this is going to be the category that will actually give us the goodness of, you know, the JEE Mains scale, math scale that we have seen in those categories, the early categories. While we started with the, you know, 5 or 6 states, you will see a roadmap of, you know, the next states that we are going into as part of the shareholder letter. The third key category online expansion that we are seeing is on the vernacular side. We started batches in 5 regional languages and enrolled 94,000 paid students in the first 9 months with a revenue of 24 crores. We will replicate the same playbook, which we have grown our community to almost like 2.2 million subscribers across 30 regional YT channels. So that's the overall, a financial and business overview. We can now open the forum for any questions that we can take.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Manish Adukia with Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead. Mr. Adukia, please go ahead with the question.
Oh, sorry. Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. My first question is on that K-12 foray that you discussed extensively in the opening remarks. A few questions. One, if you were to take a slightly longer term view, maybe 3 to 5 years, how should we think about the potential for how much this could add to your revenues or revenue growth? How should we think about the margin profile of the business? And is there like a upper limit in terms of how much capital you may allocate to this business beyond what you already talked about? And maybe a related question to that also is, what drove this decision? Of course, K-12 is a large segment, but we've historically talked about the large headroom for growth in your core exam categories that you operate in, whether it's in online or offline, which is also early stage. Given there is like a lot of headroom in your test prep, online and offline, why the need to foray into, let's say, K-12 school segment just yet? Your thoughts there will be better. Thank you.
Yeah, Manish, I'll take it up. So thank you for bringing this question. Amit has briefly talked about it in his starting address. See, if you see test prep as a market, because the TAM I would take over Choka at this point of time, which is going at a studying 15% CAGR. But the K-12 as a market is 4 times bigger than a test prep as a market. That is a much bigger market. और अगर हम किसी भी मेच्योर इकोनॉमी को बेंचमार्क करें, चाइना इज अ परफेक्ट एग्जांपल, क्योंकि वहाँ के डेमोग्राफिक्स इंडिया से सेम है. इंडिया में जेई नीट है तो वहाँ पे गांव गांव है, तो वहाँ पे आज के 15 साल पहले टेस्ट प्रेप मार्केट बड़ा होता था, बट करंटली K-12 इज अ बिगर मार्केट देयर. अब K-12 मार्केट के अंदर चाइना के अंदर ऑनलाइन और ऑफलाइन दोनों प्ले हो रहे हैं. हमने भी K-12 मार्केट को एड्रेस करने के लिए 18 to 24 months before सीडिंग कर रही थी. ऑनलाइन प्लेबुक जो हमारी क्रिएटिव मार्केट को एड्रेस कर रही है, दैट इज अ क्यूरियस जूनियर प्रोडक्ट. आई थिंक इस ऑडियंस के अंदर बहुत सारे लोग होंगे जिनके छोटे बच्चे होंगे फ्रॉम ग्रेड 3 to 10. तो क्यूरियस जूनियर इज अ प्रोडक्ट यू गाइस शुड यूज इट. इट्स अ ऑल्टरनेट टू ट्यूशन. इट्स अ ऑनलाइन ट्यूशन प्लेटफॉर्म विच एनहांसेस योर आउटकम्स इन स्कूल एंड एग्जाम्स. Curious Visa product is growing at a very rapid rate, almost 100% improvement in terms of EBITDA and enrollment humne kiya, and we will continue to grow with the same rate in upcoming time. So that makes us the largest online tuition player as well with the brand name of Curious Visa. Similarly, हमने एक दूसरी अपॉर्चुनिटी दिखी थी वो केतरन स्कूल मैनेजमेंट कंपनी रन करने की दिखी थी. आवर फर्स्ट इनिशिएटिव वाज 2 इयर्स बिफोर जब हमने गुरुकुलम गुड़गांव और वाराणसी के अंदर स्टार्ट किया. सो करेंटली वी आवर स्कूल मैनेजमेंट कंपनी ऑपरेट्स 3 स्कूल्स, वन इज आउट ऑफ इंदौर, अनदर इज गुड़गांव एंड थर्ड इज वाराणसी. School is a bottomless market. It's a large opportunity for us, and we have seen this opportunity from a parent side. There's a great affinity because they want to get enrolled in a test prep national brand centric school. अभी तक ये opportunity जो है बहुत ज़्यादा organized नहीं हुई है. ये बहुत ही बड़ी market opportunity है. And we have already have a success story in Varanasi where we have turned around a brownfield school into a school full of 1200 kids at this point of time in just 18 months of time. So, and this playbook is getting mature, and this aligns with our overall mission to become a lifelong learning partner of the students. As well as, अगर हम test prep की बात करें, तो हम already ग्रेड 3 से लेके 12 से लेके यूपीएससी तक सब पढ़ाई रहे हैं. टू रन एनी गुड ऑनलाइन और ऑफलाइन एजुकेशन बिजनेस यू हैव टू टेक केयर ऑफ टीचर रेटिंग्स, लर्निंग आउटकम्स, स्टूडेंट अटेंडेंस, रिपीट रेट्स. तो बेसिक प्रिंसिपल्स सेम ही रहते हैं. एंड जो केटवेल स्कूल के अंदर जो हमने 3 स्कूल खोले हैं, वी आर स्टार्टिंग 8 मोर स्कूल, 4 ब्राउन फील्ड, 4 ग्रीन फील्ड, एज वेल एज वी हैव डन अ टेंडर हार्ट रांची पार्टनरशिप वेयर वी हैव टेकन द मैनेजमेंट कंट्रोल ऑफ द स्कूल. सो दिस इज ओवरऑल स्कीम ऑफ थिंग्स में दिस इज नॉट इवन कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग 0.5% ऑफ रेवेन्यू एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, बट इन अ लॉन्ग रन इट विल कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट अ गुड अमाउंट ऑफ एबिटा. And that strength, and जो हम स्कूल भी स्टार्ट कर रहे हैं उसके अंदर एक फेयर अमाउंट ऑफ टेस्ट प्रेप एजुकेशन कर रहे हैं कि बच्चों के फॉर्मेटिव ईयर्स के अंदर ही उनकी जेईई और नीट की प्रिपरेशन हो जाए. बाय द टाइम वी एनरोल आवर स्टूडेंट्स इन ग्रेड 11th, द डैमेज इज ऑलरेडी डन. क्योंकि बेसिस इतने वीक होते हैं कि उनसे आउटकम निकालना थोड़ा मुश्किल होता है. और अगर हम देखें तो ओवरऑल स्पेशलाइज प्रिपरेशन फॉर मेडिकल एंड इंजीनियरिंग एंट्रेंस की जरूरत ही तब पड़ रही है बिकॉज आवर स्कूलिंग सिस्टम हैवंट लिव्ड अप टू एक्सपेक्टेशन ऑफ दीज एग्जाम्स. सो द एंटायर कोचिंग इज आउटकम ऑफ बैड स्कूलिंग इन द कंट्री. वी वॉन्ट टू फिक्स इट एट अ रूट. सो दैट इज वाई वी हैव टेकन सम बेबी स्टेप्स इन दिस डायरेक्शन. सो दिस इज एंड लॉन्ग टर्म के अंदर आप 3 to 5 ईयर के अंदर दिस विल बिकम अ सिग्निफिकेंट एबिटा, अ नोटिसेबल सिग्निफिकेंट एबिटा by FY 2029-30 in upcoming years is what I can say to you.
Manish, just thank to add, in terms right. of the capital allocation, we allocated 400 crores in our school management company, probably a couple of months back. So that is the allocated capital right now for building the K-12 platform. I think what has significantly turned around for us, like Pratik mentioned, 2 things. First, the nuances around the school management, which we've been able to work with the Varanasi school, has given us some level of, how the entire economics, of school management should run. Like, that has given us a little confidence. And secondly, I think what Tender Heart Partnership has done is that a lot of good K-12 platforms have started reaching out to us, and they want to work with Physicswala just in terms of the pedagogy that we bring on the table. So right now that is the allocation, but once we go through the planning cycle for next year, that is when we will probably take a refreshed view of where we are right now
and the ambition, like Prateek mentioned, where we want to be in 2029-30, because this is going to be a long-term story for the next, at least 4-5 years where we start building this.
So we have both the models here, Prateek here. That we have an asset-light model with the name of School Integrated Program, where we have partnership with 50 such schools, will teach almost 25,000, will generate almost 25 crores of top line through that model also. Along with that, we have a complete management control over Tender Heart and as well as some greenfield and brownfield K-12 schools coming up. And as I mentioned, K-12 is going to be a larger business than a test-prep business down the line 5 years is what I imagine. And if you benchmark any company in China, be it the New Oriental, EDU, all are listed, their K-12 business is larger than their test-prep business. And as I see, maybe like that, if you follow like that, maybe down the line 5 years hoga.
Very helpful. My second question would be maybe a related question. You explained the opportunity in K-12, and when you think about it, there are a few buckets of education, which is test prep, where you have been, now you're entering K-12, and you have your own IOI as well, which is, of course, small right now. But would you also then consider entering formal education in undergrad and postgrad as well, or that's something which is not a part of the plan over the 3-5 years?
See, formal education, if you see, 70% of the students which we are teaching at this point of time are 12 plus students which have already passed grade 12. So, if you see, do I have the best faculty in India who is teaching computer science? Yes, we do have. Do I have the best faculty in terms of civil engineering, in terms of mechanical engineering, in terms of, from a gate category perspective, I'm already number one player in terms of all engineering schemes producing almost back-to-back rank ones in past 2 years consecutively. If you say, do I have the best faculty of UPSC humanities or 19 subjects? Yes, I do have. See, UPSC as a business also has grown more than 100% in first 9 months. So, and every one in the 3 IAS and 3 IPS is being produced by us at this point of time. So formal education ke andar hum degrees nahi de rahe hain, but fir bhi hum GATE, UPSC, CAT, CA, in sare categories ke andar significant number of students ko padhai rahe hain. Formal education ke andar, the right way of entering is to start it 100% online digital university. Wahan pe hame gap kya lagta hai ki bachcha कॉलेज के एग्जाम्स अलग दे रहा है, टेस्ट प्रेप की प्रिपरेशन अलग कर रहा है. तो जब इन दोनों चीजों को मर्ज कर दिया जाएगा तो स्टूडेंट्स की लाइफ में बहुत वैल्यू एडिशन होगा. इसके लिए हमने बहुत सारे एग्जिस्टिंग IITs, IIMs के साथ में पार्टनरशिप करके कोर्सेज निकाले हैं अंडर द ब्रांड नेम ऑफ मेधावी, एज वेल एज वी आर ट्राइंग टू सेट अप इंडियाज फर्स्ट डिजिटल यूनिवर्सिटी. वी आर इन टॉक्स with the various authorities, and we are finding a way to create value for the students there as well.
Very clear. Just last question on, and thanks for the detailed disclosure on student breakup, etc. I noticed that, you know, in your NET and JEE, student growth or enrollment growth has now maybe slowed down to around low single digit. Of course, other categories continue to do really, really well. Is that something that maybe we should extrapolate to other categories as well? That, you know, as you enter categories, you see some very strong growth for the first 3-4 years, but over time, these categories saturate and then they start growing lower. I'm just trying to think that, of course, you talked about boards as a large opportunity,
yes,
but when I think about the interplay of these categories where I'm guessing JEE and NEET are very profitable for you, but the other ones, currently early stages. So how should I think about, you know, just the growth dynamics of these various categories and the interplay of that to profitability?
Yeah, so JEE, we have seen a great traction in terms of the southern part of the country. Their YouTube channels and enrollments are picking up very fast. But since the denominator is very high in terms of number of students, in North India, penetration is very high, so that's why the overall growth is only 3-4%. But if you see, there is a good amount of shift of the students from JEE to board exam as well. You know, earlier, we never had offerings like state boards as exams as well as CBSE grade 11th and 12th. If you see the cohort of grade 11th and 12th put together, still you will see a double-digit growth, a higher double-digit teen growth for sure. And the UPSC as a category is growing at 100% revenue run rate for first 9 months. The similar trends we have seen in commerce as a category, CA as a category. So, the Hindi heartland, the North India, where we can see that, like, you know, we have a decent amount of penetration, but the entire southern part of the country is the headroom left for our early exam categories, JEE and NEET, and all our newer exam categories are any which way is growing at a double digit growth rate.
Very helpful. Thank you so much for taking my question. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Gaurav Malhotra with Axis. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just had a couple of questions and some follow-up on this strategy for K-12. Just wanted to get an understanding, what is the right to win here, right? Because in online, offline, we have this, you know, to find the top of the funnel, and that is sort of helping us, you know, gain a disproportionate advantage in the online space and to extend in offline. But this is like completely different kind of a business, right? So just wanted to get some sense on our right to win over here.
So I'll quickly answer this question. So we have students enrolled in our Vidyapeeth, which is brick and mortar physical setup, technology enabled, right from grade 8 onwards. So grade 8, 9, 10th, 11, 12th are already being covered in existing Vidyapeeth setup. And if you see the journey of the student, you know, they have to go to schools in the morning and coaching in the evening. So that is double workload. If you talk to any parent, they want an integrated setup, both test prep and school education should happen at one group. It's a great opportunity, and that explains my right to win. If I can create value for a grade 8 student, grade 9 student and 10th student in a Vidyapeeth system, I can create a similar value in terms of school environment. Second thing is, from a brand perspective, agar aap dekhte hain to parents, instead of sending it to a local, hyper-local school, say, vis-a-vis compared to a national brand, which is which curriculums, pedagogy, data-driven systems, technology is giving more assurance for their kids to have the right foundation to prepare for IIT, JEE, NEET, as well as UPSC and all the test prep. So it is the test prep branded school is what the playbook is. और अगर आप हमारे ऑनलाइन पैरागॉजी की बात करेंगे तो क्यूरियस जूनियर स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम ग्रेड 3 आवर ऑनलाइन मेगा बैचेस विच आर अफोर्डेबल ऑनलाइन मेगा बैचेस तो हमारे ग्रेड 6 से ऑलरेडी स्टार्ट हो जाते हैं तो वी हैव ऑल दीज करिकुलम्स इन प्लेस पैरागॉजी इन प्लेस टीचर ट्रेनिंग एंड टेक्नोलॉजी इन प्लेस सो आई थिंक वी हैव ऑल द राइट टू विन फॉर एग्जाम्पल व्हाट इज माई कॉम्पिटिशन हियर इज माई कॉम्पिटिशन इज अ लोकल non-tech led schools where the curriculum and the standard practices are not there. So even this is much more easier market to win and create brand is what we have seen in our initial interventions.
Got it. I think just a follow-up. So, you know, you mentioned that in the next 4 to 5 years, you would think that, you know, K-12 will become larger than, say, test prep. You know, if you just sort of focus on the offline business, because the offline business is also sort of keep going. So, just from a, right now there's 400 crores being allocated, but suppose, I assume, say, I don't know, 1,000 students per school, right? So, even to get to, like, say, 1 lakh students, you know, it's probably saying 100 schools, right? So I'm just trying to understand how big is the potential capital allocation for this segment, say, if you were to think from a 4 to 5 year perspective, and how do we sort of think about it?
When I say K-12, it's broadly classified into schools as well as online, which is much more larger number of students. So, for example, QGIS Union में भी हम 30,000 students पढ़ा रहे हैं. School Integrated Program, जो कि offline existing schools के अंदर चल रहा है, वो उसके अंदर 5,000 students and 25 crores का top line है. And the school, the Tenderheart School, के अंदर 5,000 students, 5,500 students existing हैं. So, this is a broader vision for the company. At this point of time, what is the significance of this? See, overall 4,000 crore top line ke andar, the contribution of this initiative is less than 1% at this point of time. If I add QGIS Junior, SIP and the existing schools put together. The playbook is the same to grow online in this segment significantly and to start hyperlocal school, of course, to reach to 1 lakh students, we have to have 100 and more schools in place. But at the same time, if you see the unit economics of this business, students take admission in grade 1, grade 1st, and it is there till grade 12th. So it's a great LTV business as well. At a steady state, we have seen schools making 25 to 35% margin business, and we will integrate test prep into the schools. That is a great synergy, because by doing it, we could able to charge right amount of fees. We could able to save time for the students and create value within the school premises itself. So, did I answer your question? Like, you know, do you have any follow up question on this?
No, this is good. Thank you so much. Thank you, bye.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ashok Nil Poduke with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the state of your marketing spend. How much of it is happening to drive traffic on the online side, and then these new initiatives that you are talking about, the K-12 and others, how do you distribute that? And a related question to that is, like, you mentioned that you have started spreading out the investments on marketing over the entire year. Does that mean that your 4Q marketing spends this year will be significantly lower in percentage terms or absolute terms versus the previous year?
So, I'll address the first part of the question and Amit will take the second part. So, in terms of my early exam categories, engineering entrance and medical entrance, the spends are less than 2 to 3%. It's just the awareness is spent because we already have a good position in the Hindi heartland in our early exam categories. But couple of my newer exam categories, the marketing spends is to generate awareness, is to generate top of the funnel, sign up, and to reach to a critical number of students where you need not to spend further marketing dollars to have a top of the funnel. Then the word of mouth starts kicking in, then the students keeps on adding the new students. So, to answer your question, the spend in the early exam category is 2 to 3%. And the newer exam category is slightly more, as well as the spend is going in the southern part of country to generate awareness, to have enrollment. And in terms of leverage coming out, Amit will take it up.
So I think, Swapnil, just 2 points I think Pratik had mentioned and summarized very well. Our marketing spends, if you look at from any other, you know, education company, are almost like 20-25% of any other player who is in the online business. You know, I think the reason why our spends, and we typically don't call them marketing spends, I think these are more cost of distribution for us, because our playbook is largely community-led playbook. You know, so I think, you mentioned right at the start of the call, is that you create communities on social media, on YouTube, start, you know, putting in content out there, then there is generation that happens there. Students, you know, start appreciating the content being put out there, because these are like online teachers who are really good at their subject matter knowledge. Student comes onto the app, still has the ability to consume free content, and then depending on all the value adds that he sees in terms of buying a batch, which is our core product, he ends up buying a batch, and that is how the entire monetization channel works for us. So in terms of the point that earlier you were making earlier, this is the big chunk of our listing. The point I was earlier making in terms of leverage, if our last year marketing spends were 276 crores, which was roughly 9.6% of the last year revenue, the 9 months number for this year is 266 crores, which is roughly 8.9%, and the corresponding number for this 9 months last year was 183 crores. But if you look at it, the point I was making in terms of marketing spends lower for us, this was in terms of the marketing spend as compared to last quarter. On a full year basis, we are anticipating that we will significantly be lower than the 9.6% that we spent last year. Two reasons for it. Like I said, I think the incremental spends that we did in the first Q1 and Q2, that actually gave us a higher ROI. And the reason why the marketing spends will not be lower this quarter than as compared to the Q3 of this year is largely because of the Vishwas Divas and the student acquisition that starts happening for the next academic session. But what we believe, anything between 8-8.5% is where we will land the full year marketing spend for this year.
Which is significantly lower than 9.6% of the last year. Can we take to the next question?
Yep. Mr. Patake, are you done with the question? We have no response on the line of Mr. Patake. We'll move to the next. The next question comes from the line of Pratyush Kamal with Incred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, Amit and Pratish. Congratulations on the good set of numbers first. There are a few things which is on my mind when I saw that, you are getting into the acquisition of this school. So definitely have seen a lot of private deals happening in the last couple of years in the schools. But again, the question comes with that, which type of schools are you actually catering to? Are you getting into the premium schools, or you are getting into the market of economy or sub-economy schools? That is the one question, because of, again, the margins, the EBITDA margin, the PAT margin totally, definitely is relevant and gets impacted on the kind of schools you are operating in. And second question is regarding, what kind of margins, etc., which you see coming out from these schools, and do you also see that these schools would be a GTM for the add-on services which you would be providing in terms of, online test of, giving the online test prep, coaching or something like that for GE, for IIT, or for NEET, etc., which you have already talked about. So is these schools not just an offline center for, for gathering new people, for gathering or catering new K-12 students, but is it also a go-to-market strategy for you in terms of getting the access of these people and getting the access of the students and getting enrolled, getting them enrolled in your, test prep division in the online mode? So how do you see the plan coming up and ramping up?
Yeah, I'll in the interest of time, I'll quickly answer your question. Your first part is the price point for the students. So anywhere between 70,000 rupees as annual fees to 1.5 lakh rupees, depends on the metro, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 cities. Essentially, these are the CBSE schools, is what the price point is. And the margin can vary in between 20-40%, depends on if you own the property or it's a leased property. And coming back to the synergy part, which is very important. See, a school-going kid, so the positioning is above average or premium in between. And the synergy between test prep and school is very organic. Grade 9th is the year where the students start preparing for their medical and engineering entrance exam. And grade 11, they become quite serious and either they opt out of the schooling, opt for a dummy schooling system, or they continue to go to school in the morning time and stretch for their specialized preparation in the second half of the day. So existing school ecosystem kids will get benefited with our test prep courses. We can keep on their decision. For example, a commerce kid who is going in 11th grade can start his CA preparation journey in grade 11 itself. For a UPSC aspirant, the real foundation we can start building from grade 11th onwards, grade 9th onwards only. So it is a test prep integration. The question whether it will fuel our existing Vidyapeeth center, partially yes. But if you see Rachi as a city where we have done Tender Heart, we have number one in offline. Now we are number one in the schooling. So that is a number one position in terms of one city, which is a state capital, in terms of coaching as well, in terms of school prep. That gives you a lot of cross synergy and strength. So yeah, there is a definitely a great synergy with existing Vidyapeeth as an ecosystem.
Got it. And you say, you know, that masters would be 18 to 44. And definitely I totally understand that
Mr. Kamal, sorry for interrupting. Your voice is breaking. Mr. Kamal, your voice is breaking. Hello?
I'm stable now.
Oh, no, it's still breaking. Can you come a little closer to the mic and speak?
Hello?
Hello? We've lost the line of Mr. Kamal. We'll move to the next. That is Mr. Shivam from Nilbang Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that in the last con call you mentioned that you will be disclosing EBITDA separately for offline and online from the next financial year. So the school thing that is coming up, so ye bhi offline mein included hoga ya iska bhi separately hoga? And greenfield, agar aap samjha denge that what is greenfield meant here, are we going to be capex heavy here, so kaise rahega?
So sir, online और offline की segmental reporting हम 1st of April से करेंगे और school will not be a part of our offline business. It will be part of our other business at this point of time. And जो मैंने greenfield बताया, ऐसी चार schools हो रही हैं इसके अंदर land and property is a built to suit model where owner is constructing the school as per our need. And we are leasing out these properties for 9 years. And there are four such schools will be coming and it's completely asset light. And that too, like, you know, for the next financial year, it will be a very small portion of our overall bottom line and top line.
Thank you. Mr. Shivam, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Please restrict yourself to one question. A participant. The next question comes from the line of Avitesh Iyer with the Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, मेरा जो question है वो आपके AI capabilities पे है कि सबसे पहले तो आपका जो RFSI AI capabilities हैं वो बाकी players से कैसे different हैं? And इसके follow-up होगा कि जो जैसे Gemini है, OpenAI है, they are coming into education. So how confident are you that you'll be able to outperform their models when it comes to education?
See, the one thing which makes us very different is कि हमने जो हमारे जो जितने भी AI tools बनाए हैं, be it AI Guru, be it AI Grader, ये सारे के सारे tools are completely designed for Indian test prep kids. और it is completely designed by our own in-house proprietary data, जो millions of students daily आ रहे हैं, जो वो लाखों सवाल पूछ रहे हैं, जो उनके डाउट्स हैं, एज वेल एज जो उनके लर्निंग बिहेवियर और पैटर्न से जो डेटा जनरेट होता है, उसके उन सारे बिहेवियर्स और डेटा पॉइंट से हमने फाइन ट्यून और एक रैग लेयर इम्प्लीमेंट की है. एज वेल एज अगर आप देखेंगे तो नाउ एआई इज बिकमिंग एन इंटीग्रल पार्ट ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स लाइफ साइकिल. एआई को लर्निंग एआई ने लर्निंग को हाइपर पर्सनलाइज कर दिया है. बच्चों की लाइफ के अंदर बहुत ज्यादा वैल्यू एडिशन हुआ है, एज वेल एज टीचर्स की लाइफ में भी ग्रेट वैल्यू एडिशन हुआ है विद द हेल्प ऑफ एआई. टीचर्स आर नाउ मोर एफिशिएंट. एआई इज डिजाइनिंग पीपीटीज, एआई इज डिजाइनिंग क्वेश्चन पेपर, एआई इज इवैल्यूएटिंग आंसर शीट्स ऑफ द किड्स. तो मैं टीचर्स की लाइफ साइकिल के अंदर भी एआई को बहुत खूबसूरती से इंटीग्रेट किया है. क्विकली ऑन योर पॉइंट ऑन जेमिनी एंड अदर फोक्स कमिंग इन एजुकेशन, सी एजुकेशन इज अ वेरी नीच यूज केस. अ गुरु कैनॉट गो रॉन्ग. सो अगर आप हमारे मॉडल्स की एक्यूरेसी देखेंगे तो इट इज बेटर देन जेमिनी एंड द एग्जिस्टिंग जीपीटी, बिकॉज इट इज it operates on a RAG layer, which is fine-tuned layer on top of these large language models. That gives us a great opportunity. हमने हमारे खुद के small language model भी launch किए हैं आर्यभट्ट, as well as concept clearance के लिए एक और small language model आ रहा है. इन सारे models की cost जो है वो Gemini और GPT से 1/10 है. तो we are among the top players in terms of AI in education. And we continue to be bullish about it, and it, like, you know, the way the ecosystem is developing, we see this as a great, great opportunity.
Thank you. Mr. Iyer, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Ayushi with Earth Navy Capital. Please go back.
Hello. Hi, team. I just had two questions around it. So with the recent incorporation of a hostel services entity, how do you intend to integrate and scale it across your existing student ecosystem? And second question being, PwTalks caters to a separate target system. How large do you believe the opportunity is for PwTalks, as there are already many lashes doing it?
Yeah, thank you. I'll quickly answer both the questions. So about the hostel entity, this is designed to integrate a hostel business of our subsidiary Xylem, which was fragmentedly run in Trivandrum, as well as we have a very small student housing opportunity at various parts of the country. So that's why we thought that we will integrate the entire housing business, which is very small, which is again less than 1% at this point of time, into a independent entity. And this, we don't have any aggressive plans to grow that business. That is just to facilitate couple of students and parents need. And this will be in some of the hot pockets like Patna, like Trivandrum in India. The second, which is very good question about PwTalks. See, हमारी जो ब्रांड है वो हिंदी हार्टलैंड में बहुत स्ट्रांग है, और वहां पर एक कॉमन प्रॉब्लम बच्चों की हमको दिखाई देती है कि इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग स्किल्स, स्पेशली गवर्नमेंट एग्जाम्स, स्पेशली जो हमारे यूपीएससी एग्जाम, गेट एग्जाम के बाद में जो बच्चे अपने प्रोफेशनल कैरियर के लिए जाते हैं, तो उनको इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग के अंदर बहुत सारी हर्डल्स आती है. तो उसके लिए हमने PwTalk, जो की कम्प्लीटली असेट लाइट टेक प्रोडक्ट है, जिसके अंदर आप एक AI एजेंट से बात करते करते और PwTalk के रिकॉर्डेड लेसन्स, बाइट साइज लर्निंग के लेसन्स को देखते देखते आप इंग्लिश सीख जाते हैं. एंड दिस इनिशिएटिव ऑल्सो इज अ 18 मंथ ओल्ड इनिशिएटिव. वी हैवंट टॉक्ड अबाउट अ लॉट ऑफ दीज इनिशिएटिव इन आर डीएनएससी, बट इस साल के एंड तक ये इनिशिएटिव $1 million रन रेट के ARR के ऊपर आ जाएगा. और इसका जो मोनेटाइजेशन है वो भी हमने हमारी ब्यूटीफुली स्टूडेंट की जर्नी के अंदर, ऐप के अंदर हमने इंटीग्रेट कर रखा है. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, जब आप लिंक्डइन पे या फिर वेबसाइट के ऊपर आप कुछ परचेज करने जाते हैं, यू गेट टू सी फ्रीक्वेंटली बॉट टूगेदर आइटम्स एंड यू एड दोज आइटम्स इन द कार्ट. इसी तरीके से अगर बच्चा गवर्नमेंट एग्जाम की प्रिपरेशन कर रहा है और वो कोई बैच को परचेज करने जा रहा है, तो वो जो है इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग कोर्स को भी इसके साथ में एड कर सकता है, एज वेल एज हमने डिजिटल मार्केटिंग एफर्ट भी इसके ऊपर डाल करके टॉप ऑफ द फनल जो हमारा यूट्यूब इकोसिस्टम है उसको भी लेवरेज करेंगे. बट दिस इज असिस्टेड लर्निंग एनवायरमेंट, एंड इफ यू सी द बिगेस्ट कंपनी ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इन एजुकेशन एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, जो कि Duolingo है, और इंडिया के अंदर मैं देखता हूँ कि इट्स अ लार्ज अपॉर्चुनिटी, बिकॉज आई एम इन अ हिंदी हार्टलैंड. सो इट्स विद अ वेरी स्मॉल टीम ऑफ 10 पीपल विद अ फ्रैक्शन ऑफ फ्यू लाख रुपीज ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट इन कॉन्टेंट हमने ये क्रिएट किया, और मतलब ऑलमोस्ट एनुअल रन रेट $1 million इस मंथ इस ईयर के एंड तक आ जाएगी. a happy first 10,000 students हमने इसमें सर्व किए, तो we do see this is a great opportunity, and especially after AIPA के बाद में, मतलब लाइक ना अंग्रेजी सीखने का सिर्फ एक ही तरीका है कि आपको इंग्लिश बोलनी पड़ेगी. आई वॉज अ हिंदी मीडियम स्टूडेंट बट माई फर्स्ट जॉब वॉज इन चेन्नई, तो जब वहां पे ना किसी को हिंदी आती थी ना मुझे इंग्लिश आती थी, दैट्स हाउ आई लर्न इंग्लिश. एंड वी हैव बेंचमार्क ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड, पीडब्ल्यू टॉक का एप्लीकेशन आप लोग भी यूज करें, आपके डोमेस्टिक हेल्प को भी दें. एंड वी हैव सीन की 3 से 6 महीने के डेडिकेटेड एफर्ट के बाद में पीपल के लोगों के स्पोकन इंग्लिश के एफर्ट जो है एक्चुअली आउटकम्स के अंदर ट्रांसलेट हो रहे हैं. ऑल्दो लाइक यू नो वी आर बुलिश अबाउट इट, बट स्टिल इट्स लाइक यू नो वेरी स्मॉल परसेंटेज ऑफ रेवेन्यू एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. बट इफ आई सी ग्लोबली, speak.ai is a unicorn company which helps Spanish as well as Korean people to talk in English, as well as Duolingo is another example. So it's a large opportunity in long run.
Thank you. Ms. Ayushi, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Yashika Pancholi with Centrum. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Prateek. Hi, Amit. Hi, Ankit. Congratulations. The results are fantastic. Immense potential in the company. It's great. I just want to hear a little bit about going forward in the next 5 years of 5 to 7 years. In the K-12, what are we looking at as far as revenue share is concerned? I know you cannot give a definite number, but even a conservative ballpark would be very helpful.
Yeah. So, see, K-12 is a large possibility. You know, it's a large vision for the company. And it is growing at a very rapid rate in terms of QS Junior, in terms of our school integrated programs, as well as Bikram Motor schools. But the right, like, yeah, if you see China as a benchmark, 40% of the top line comes from K-12 and 30% from their test prep business. So K-12 will become larger than test prep is what we anticipate down the line 7 years, because that growth is aligned with the domestic consumption story of the country, and we do see great value addition in terms of student empowering in these formative years. I don't have a number which is will happen 7 years down the line, but the early trends suggest that it is going in a very right direction.
Thank you. Ms. Panchali, please return the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Divakar Shukla with Amaya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi team, congratulations on amazing results. So my question to you is, are you planning, like, what is the roadmap for the M&A piece of PW? Are you planning to do any M&As outside India as well? And the second part of the question is, like, are you planning to do M&As in the online space only, like you just did in Sarthi, or do you intend to do it in the offline space as well?
See, consolidation is one of our major thesis why we listed and raised a good primary capital. In terms of online, offline, that's not how I look at these businesses. एक अच्छे एजुकेशन बिजनेस की क्वालिटी होती है कि बच्चों की अटेंडेंस क्या है, आउटकम्स क्या है, ओवरऑल स्टूडेंट का एनपीएस क्या है, तो इन सारी चीजों को देख करके एमएनए क्या हो जाता है. आउटसाइड इंडिया द आंसर इज सिंपल नो. अभी हम कोई भी एसेट आउटसाइड इंडिया नहीं वैल्यूएट कर रहे हैं, ना ही एक्वायर करने वाले हैं. वी डोंट हैव बैंडविड्थ टू गो आउटसाइड इंडिया एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. इन टर्म्स ऑफ विद इन इंडिया, यस, वी आर इवैल्यूएटिंग बोथ ऑफलाइन एंड ऑनलाइन एसेट्स. And we will announce a couple of M&As in the next 2 quarters as well. But the thesis here is the synergies with the group. ऐसी कोई exam categories जो हमारे target audience में नहीं है, जो हम नहीं कर सकते, और वहाँ पर किसी ने अच्छा business बनाया है जिसमें अच्छा EBITDA है. That is another core thesis of the company. You see, we generally acquire profitable entities, and the range of the multiple we give it to these companies is anywhere between 8 to 12. And we believe in an earnout structure where we don't take one shot majority. We take, you know, anywhere between 25 to 50% equity as the first go, and a 3 to 4 year of integration and earnout structure for the founders. The Saarthi is the right example, as you mentioned, the very similar playbook where we want founders to run the company and transition the brand with us for the upcoming 3-4 years. But we are in talks with couple of good domestic offline players, as well as we are in talks with some of pure online players like Saarthi at this point of time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. For more questions, reach out directly to Physicswala management team. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the earnings call today. I think the number of questions that came on the K12 platform also re-emphasizes the fact that we are thinking in the right direction. Also, you know, while we talked about K12, a significant portion of our revenues, you know, still come from TestPrep. We grew almost like 97% CAGR for the last 2 years. And we will, for a full year guidance, we will grow in the range of 32 to probably 35% this year, with strong growth coming in both in the online as well as offline, and our commitment to continue to grow in both these segments. With this, thank you again, and we look forward to you all joining in the next round. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Physicswala Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect.